Im ersten Beitrag heute geht es um Georgien. Die politische Situation ist angespannt, denn die Regierung hat einen Entwurf für ein Anti-LGBTIQ-Plus-Gesetz vorgelegt. Die Darstellung von Menschen aus der Community soll in Büchern, Filmen und im Radio verboten werden und generell aus dem öffentlichen Leben verbannt. Die OrganisatorInnen der Pride Parade haben alle Veranstaltungen aufgrund des hohen Sicherheitsrisikos abgesagt. Temmo ist Menschenrechtsaktivist in Tiflis und hat uns seine Einschätzung der Situation vor Ort gegeben.
Currently, government of Georgia is trying to adopt a new law which restricts basically everything about advocating LGBTQ rights, including freedom of expression. But the law goes beyond this, and as we know, everywhere, wherever homosexuality is mentioned positively, would be considered as illegal, including movies or books or TV series. Also, they want to ban transitioning process for trans people. To do all this, government needs a constitutional majority, because all this goes to Georgian constitution at the moment. And the current governing party doesn't have a constitutional majority. What we know so far, every single opposition party is against this law, so they will not support this. It means that it's almost impossible to adopt this law before elections. Elections are planned on October 26 in Georgia, and a lot of people feel pretty optimistic about elections, but there is one problem. The problem is another law which has been labeled pretty much everywhere in Georgia among Georgians, but also including internationally, I think, as a Russian law, so-called Russian law. That's because it's basically a copy-paste of the law of foreign transparency, which has been adopted in Russia in 2012. And we've seen how far it got. Like, at the moment, as a consequence of this law, basically people are not even allowed to talk about anything criticizing government. So we Georgians fear that the same thing is possible here. There has been huge protests, like I think the biggest ever protest we had was with more than 200,000 people, and that's a very big number for a small country like Georgia. Even according to research, around 65 to 70% of the population were against this law, and extra around 15 to 20%, they simply did not understand the law. So I can surely say that support of this law among Georgian population is pretty low. But still, governments managed to adopt this law, but it's not yet in effect. It still has to go through some stages. And the thing is, if this law will actually start working as an actual law, it gives the government possibility and power to hinder work of every single independent media outlet or every single NGO. So yeah, in worst case scenario, there is a possibility that during October elections, people of Georgia simply would not have information from independent media what's happening in the country, or there will be no more watchdog organizations for elections, and it can be rigged pretty easily. So during this year, Pride Week in Georgia has been completely cancelled, firstly because of safety concerns. No one can guarantee that, like, the same government who is responsible for this homophobic law will protect Pride events. And also the second reason is like, basically all human rights organizations all across the country, including Pride organization, like, everyone is at the moment advocating for elections, because we really want to change the reality in our country, and, like, only possible option is elections. So basically everyone is advocating people to go to elections. We have a very big amount of Georgians who live abroad, and there are campaigns for them to come back to Georgia for elections, or to register to the embassies of Georgia in different countries to vote from there. Yeah, that's it pretty much. And at this point, like, majority of Georgians are in a phase of uncertainty. All of us are waiting for October for elections, and we simply don't know what's gonna happen after.
Anfang diesen Jahres lag die Umfrage der sogenannten Dream for Georgia-Partei bei rund 25%. Doch derzeit gibt es immer wieder große Proteste gegen die Partei. Im Oktober wird in Georgien gewählt. Wie schätzt Temo die Situation ein? Wie könnte die Wahl ausgehen, und wie hoch ist das Risiko an Korruption?
Sadly, we do not have any statistics after big protests we've had. It has been conducted but not published yet. Before big protests, research from the beginning of this year, the rating of the current governing Georgian Dream Party was around 25%. I believe this number will be much lower now, because more and more people are realizing that this party is leaning towards Russia, even though they say they are not. It's difficult to predict result of elections, because even though the support among population towards the governing party is not big, they still remain as the biggest party, simply because the majority of the population don't know who to support. And every time we have political research, like, majority of the population answers simply, "I don't know." Majority of the people don't really know who they gonna vote during elections. And also one really big problem I see for the elections in Georgia is that a lot of people, like, if I remember correctly, around 30% of the actual workforce of the country is either directly or indirectly is employed by government in different ministries and so on. And these people, even though they sometimes do not like the government or so on, at the end of the day, there is a chance they still gonna vote for the same party, just because not to lose only source of income. And also another big problem is money involved in this situation. Basically, richest Georgian person ever, who also has links to Russia, is behind the current governing party. Of course, money plays a huge role during election campaigning, it affects election results as well.
Das war ein Beitrag über die derzeitige Situation in Georgien. Temo hat für uns berichtet. Er ist Menschenrechtsaktivist und lebt in Tiflis.